Today, we'd like to see Leviticus chapter 16, verses 1 to 34, under the title of Yom Kippur. To online words multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 8, then Aaron shall cast a lot for the two goats, one lot for the Lord, and the other lot for the scapegoat. What does it mean? And what are the symbols of two goats? What does it mean? And what are the symbols of two goats? Question 2, in verse 12, then he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, with his hands full of sweet incense beaten fine, and bring it inside the veil. What is the symbol of incense? What is the symbol of incense? Last question 3, when was Yom Kippur? What does it mean? And when is it today for Christians? When is it today for Christians? First of all, we want to see background. In the east side, the tabernacle, like a tent, was located. The tabernacle contains a house which has two rooms, with east entrance door and outside gate door, with east entrance door and outside gate door. In the open field between the entrance door and the gate door, the people's meeting place was on court. The people's meeting place, or the congregation's meeting place, was on court, called as the tabernacle of a congregation or a meeting. The tabernacle of a congregation or a meeting. The branch altar was in the south side. The branch altar was in the south side, like a barbecue grill, a huge barbecue grill. The house was divided with two rooms by a veil. Right-hand side room was called as the sanctuary or the holy place. The sanctuary or the holy place, while the left-hand side room was called as the most holy place or the holy place inside the veil. The holy place inside the veil where the mercy seat on the Ark of Testimony was there. Where the mercy seat on the Ark of Testimony was there. First one, now the Lord spoke to Moses after the deaths of the two sons of Aaron when they offered profane or strange fire before the Lord and died. Leviticus chapter 10 verse 1 said, then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer, is like a burner, little burner, and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered a profane fire, or a strange fire before the Lord, which the Lord had not commanded them, which meant two sons did not follow exactly God's commandments. He used a strange fire. That's why they were killed. Verse 2, and the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron, your brother, not to come at just any time into the holy place inside the veil, or the most holy place, before the mercy seat, which is on the Ark of Testimony, lest he die. Otherwise, he would die. For I will appear in the cloud above the mercy seat. Verse 29 said, the seventh month on the tenth day of the month. God only allowed Aaron to enter into the holy place inside the veil on the seventh month, tenth day, the Jewish lunar calendar. So the most holy place, or the holy place inside the veil, was the glow of God's presence. There was no lampstand. So God's presence glow lightened the most holy place. I will appear in the cloud of our mercy seat. God will appear. Only Aaron could meet God on the 10th day of the 7th month per year with the following requirements. So verse 3, this Aaron or the high priest, Aaron's sons are priests, assistant priest, priester assist the high priest. Aaron, the high priest, shall come into the holy place. Here, into the holy place, which meaning into the holy place, including the sanctuary and the most holy place, with the blood of a young bull as a sin offering. Sin offering is for general sin, or general uncleanness, or known sin, and of a ram as a burnt offering. Burnt offering including a known sin, or a known uncleanness, or left over all unholiness. So God asked Aaron, not only sin offering, not only known sin, known uncleanness, but also a known sin, a known uncleanness, any left over all unholiness. So that will require two offering, sin offering and burnt offering. Burnt offering, 100% burnt out. First of all, he shall put the holy linen. Aaron, the high priest, shall put the holy linen tunic or coat and the linen trousers or pants on his body. He shall be girded with a linen sheshi or linen belt. And with the linen turban or linen hat, he shall be attired. These are holy garments, therefore he shall wash his body in water and put them on. Linen, a symbol of a righteous act, a symbol of a righteous act. Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. So God asked Aaron the fine linen garments, that's a symbol of righteous acts. Today, most Jews who don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior still celebrate now a day of reflection, or the day of reckoning, their righteous acts exceeding their unrighteous acts in the past year. So that is a memorial holiday like that. It's not, you know, actually they didn't bring sacrifice, goats or rams. They didn't do so today. So then, verse 5, and he shall take from the congregation of the children of Israel two kids of the goats. So two kid goats as a sin offering, for sin offering, and one ram as a burnt offering. So exactly like Aaron and Aaron's household required two, sin offering and burnt offering. So known sin, known uncleanness, and unknown sin left over all unholiness. That's why burnt offering also required. Verse 6, Aaron shall offer the bull as a sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his house. So sin offering bull, not only for himself, his house, which meaning his sons or his family members. He shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. So at the door of the tabernacle meeting, which meaning at the gate door, like a gate door, outside the gate door, so two goats. Then Aaron shall cast a lot for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. So two goats as a sin offering for the congregation of the children of Israel, or as a sin offering for nation. One lot for the Lord. This means killed and sacrificed. Verse 15. So symbol to forgive a sin. So killed. So blood is a cover, you know, their sin. That is a symbol to forgive sins. How about the other lot for the scapegoat, which means let it go into the wilderness. Verse 10, verse 21. That's a symbol to remit sin, or a symbol not to remember sin, remove, forget sin. So two goats, one goat symbol for forgiveness, the other one symbol for remission. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 17 and 18 in New Testament. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. That's a remission. Now where there is a remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. So sin offering so requires of two angles. One is forgiveness, the other one is remission. So that's why, you know, two goats. Then verse 9, and Aaron shall bring the goat on which the Lord's lot fell and offer it as a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement upon it and to let it go as the scapegoat into the wilderness. Also sin offering for the remission. The other one sin offering for forgiveness. Verse 11, and Aaron shall bring the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bull as the sin offering, which is for himself. So first cover his and his family's sin. So keeper, the Hebrew word, literal meaning cover, not remove, limit at all. So cover. So that's a temporal, which meaning in the Old Testament, whenever you commit sin, you should bring another sacrifice animal too. So anytime, that is because not, you know, complete remission yet. So that's why. So keeper meaning cover up. Then verse 12, then he shall take a censer. Censer is like a little burner of a burning coal. The censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar. Altar is outside open field before the gate door. That is outside the branch the altar, like a huge barbecue grill. Before the Lord, with his hand full of sweet incense, beaten fine, or a small incense, like a powder, like a sugar, you know, kind of thing. Incense, a powder over the incense, perfume, kind of thing. So how about, you know, incense is the symbol of a prayer. Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. So Aaron bringing incense into the holy place inside the veil. Why? incense symbol prayer, prayer for atonement over himself and his household, and forgiveness of sin over nation, over Israel, and remission the sins over Israel. So that's why, you know, the incense is Aaron bringing that. Bring it inside the veil. So that means praying for atonement for sins. Verse 13, and he shall, or Aaron, the high priest, shall put the incense on the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of incense may cover the mercy seat that is on the testimony. So inside the cloud of incense, or cloud of smoke. So put incense on the fire over the sins, lest he die. In case Aaron was roped outside the veil, if he, Aaron, died, priest would rope him out of the veil. So if the high priest died inside the veil, so the priest would rope him out of the veil, so in the sanctuary. So that is, so Aaron, the roper, you know, outside the veil. So that is another note, lest he die. On the testimony, lest he die. Because the most holy place, only high priest once per year was allowed to enter in the most holy place. No other people were not allowed to enter into the most high place. Verse 14, he shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east side. That's a symbol of atonement. And before the mercy seat, he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times. Seven times is a perfect atonement, that symbol. Verse 15, then he shall kill the goat of the sin offering. Now it's for the people, which is for the people. Bring its blood inside the veil, do with that blood as he did with the blood the bull, and sprinkle it on the mercy seat again and before the mercy. So the Jewish calendar is Yom Kippur date, Aaron must have been, you know, so busy, so in and out, so like, you know, several times. So seventh month, you know, tenth day, he must have been so busy. Bring it blood inside the veil, do with that blood as he did with the blood the bull, and sprinkle it on the mercy seat and before the mercy. Verse 16, so he shall make atonement for the holy place, because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel, and because of their transgression for all their sins. So seven times, perfect symbol. And so he shall do for the tabernacle of a meeting, or a tabernacle of a congregation, which remains among them in the midst of their uncleanness. There shall be no man in tabernacle of a congregation. So, which meaning, on Yom Kippur, Aaron the high priest alone did this particular ministry, not even other priests. So, only, you know, Aaron ministered this particular ministry to the Lord, you know, so entire tabernacle. So, nobody were not able to enter into outside, you know, door, like a gate door either. So until Aaron finished this particular ministry. When he goes in to make atonement in the holy place until he comes out, and he may make atonement for himself, for his household, and for all the assembly of Israel, or all the congregation of Israel, and he shall go out to the altar. Altar is open field, also a branch altar, that is before the Lord, and make atonement for it, and shall take some of the blood of the bull and some of the blood of the goat and put it on the horns of the altar. So altar, you know, surround is a horn, like the symbol of power, you know, God's power. That is to Aaron sprinkle the blood on horn, each horn. Then he shall sprinkle some of blood on it with his finger seven times, cleanse it, and consecrate it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. Verse 20, and when he has made an end of atoning or reconciliation for the holy place, the tabernacle of a meeting, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. Then is a scapegoat right here. Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat, confess over it. That is a symbol for remission of sins. All the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions concerning all their sins, putting them on the head of the goat, and shall send it away into the wilderness by the hand over a suitable man. Suitable man, proper priest, proper priest. The goat shall bear on itself all their iniquities to an uninhabited land or unlivable land, unhabitual land. And he shall release the goat in the wilderness. So here is again unseen, remit, remove, not remember, forget, sins ceremony. So remission ceremony or removal ceremony, not remember, sin ceremony, forget sin in a ceremony. That is scapegoat. Verse 23, then Aaron shall come into tabernacle of a meeting and shall take off the linen garment which he put on when he went into the holy place and shall leave them there, and he shall wash his body with water. So the inside, you know, house, the south side, direct south side there, the washing, you know, area, there is a big, you know, the bowls is there. In a holy place, put on his garment, come out and offer his burnt offering and burnt offering of the people and make atonement for himself and for the people. The fat of the sin offering he shall burn on the altar. The leftover for sin offering, fat or dung, you know, everything, you know, burn them up. He who released the goat as the scapegoat shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and afterward he may come into the camp. The bull for the sin offering and the goat for sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, shall be carried outside the camp, and they shall burn in the fire their skins, their flesh, and their dung. Then he who burns them shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and afterward he may come into the camp. Camp is a sleeping place. So priest is the those people should wash his body as well. This shall be a statute forever for you. In the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls. So seventh month, tenth day, Jewish lunar calendar. So seek to forgive sins and remove or limit sins, because sins separate the people from God. Isaiah chapter 59, you know, verse 2. Your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden God's face from you, so that he will not, God will not hear. So sin is against God, you know, that's why they should, you know, complete, first of all, forgive and limit sin. Only once per year, so allowed in the Old Testament time. But today, for Christians, anytime in need for Christian. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, but that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So anytime in need, we can ask, we can go to God, by Jesus' name, we can pray to the Lord. Pray is incense, the symbol of a prayer. So we can, the dead times, we always sin, you know, completely forgiven and remitted, too. So also the first John chapter 1, not sin offering, burnt offering, but we only require confess our sins. Not sin offering, nor burnt offering, but confess. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. First, to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness meaning including unknown sin, unknown uncleanness, left over unholiness, because our sacrifice, Jesus Christ, was a perfect, complete, was no sin. That's why. So that is a big difference. So here, 30. For on that day, the priest shall make atonement for you to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before the Lord. This once per year was required at that time. It is a Sabbath of a solemn rest for you, and you shall afflict your souls. It is a statute forever. And the priest who is anointed and consecrated to minister as a priest in his father's place shall make atonement and put on the linen clothes and the holy garments. Then he shall make atonement for the holy sanctuary. Basically, you know, Aaron passed away. Aaron's son took over Aaron's position, high priest, continually, you know, keeping on generation to generation until Jesus Christ was coming first time on the earth. And he shall make atonement, Aaron shall make atonement for the tabernacle of a meeting and for the altar. He shall make atonement for the priests and for all the people of the assembly. So high priest, you know, continually, this shall be an everlasting statute for you to Israelite, to Jewish people, until Jesus Christ came first time on the earth to make atonement for the children of Israel for all their sin once a year. Again, once a year, only one time. He did as the Lord commanded Moses. Let's see each question. In verse 8, then Aaron shall cast a lot for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. What does it mean? And what are the symbols of two goats? These two goats are for simply sin offering. So one goat is for sacrifice, which means forgiveness sin. But the other goat, scapegoat, meaning remit sin. So forget sin, not remember sin. That's a symbol. In verse 12, then he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, with his hands full of sweet incense, beaten fine, and bring it inside the veil. What is the symbol of incense? Incense is a symbol of a prayer. So Aaron prayed for atonement for himself and his household and for the people. So likewise today, we pray. And question 3, when was a Yom Kippur? What does it mean? And when is it today for Christians? Yom Kippur means the Day of Atonement. That Hebrew word Kippur meaning, actually the day, you know, to cover sin. That's a literal meaning. So when was Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is seventh month's 10th day in Jewish calendar. Our calendar is October, like October. Because lunar calendar, 3 months later, you know, than, you know, our solar calendar. So when is it today for Christian? Christian is anytime in need, not, you know, once per year. That is amazing. So let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. We will conclude today's Bible study.